coming out of the sky. Had a one long horn and a one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, who we? It looks like a purple people leader to me.
That's right. It's a purple grabbing deer Monday here at Mahi Sports, the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm
grabbing dinger. These Rockies are not doing very good.
Not tonight, but they had a good weekend. I mean, they had a really good weekend. They beat the Pirates in a series they should have won and did. They're losing tonight, but you know, so you come back and you take two or three from the Cardinals and you win this series.
Grabbing dinger.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very sad purple grabbing dinger Monday right now. But
yeah, verb my noun, man.
But it could be a very happy grabbing dinger Tuesday tomorrow. You don't know.
Well, any day that's grabbing dinger is a good day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, which is weird. It's the only thing that makes Monday bearable, because Mondays are purple Mondays. Purple GD Mondays, hence purple grabbing dinger Monday. And you know, they're not playing well tonight. They played really well on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And not Verlander. Kershaw is injured.
Yep, I saw that. So is Strasburg. Trade deadline's in 3 days.
See, I feel the same way about Washington the way I think you feel about the Dodgers. Like, I know Washington's a very good team, but they're just riddled with injuries, and they also are terrible in the playoffs. The Dodgers, as a Rockies fan, scare me. The Nationals do not scare me when they get to the playoffs, because they're just awful. Something happens. But what this means, though, is if you thought the Rockies were actually going to go out after someone like Verlander, I will bet you money that the Dodgers get him. The Dodgers are going to go after him.
The Dodgers are probably, from what it sounds like, the Dodgers are probably going to get Yu Darvish. I would like Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish is fine. But they spend money. Well, the Rockies don't necessarily spend money.
Yes, I understand that, and it frustrates me. I mean, not entirely. Like, I don't think that the Rockies need to have some $150 million a year team.
Right.
But I think that when you have an opportunity to win and get into the playoffs, you have an opportunity to get in the playoffs. You need to do it. You need a catcher, and you need a pitcher. Now, whether it's a starter and move one of your guys to the bullpen, like maybe Sensatella or Marquez, you know, one of those guys who can throw at 96 and only have to get out a couple guys, or maybe do long relief. I mean, that's just as attractive as you know, getting some top-of-the-line reliever.
Do you really think the Rockies won't make the playoffs unless they make a move?
They'll
make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think you've made the playoffs three times in your life.
Right.
You need to do better than one game. You need to get...
I don't think so. Because they'll do better next year.
Well, you know, the Washington Nationals said that, and then they didn't go to the playoffs the next year.
Yeah, but they're going to the playoffs this year. They're a very good team. The Rockies are a good team. They could be a very good team next year. They're ahead of schedule right now. They don't need to make a lot of moves to get to the playoffs, because they're going to go to the playoffs. And when they do, they'll probably end up with a home game.
The Rockies?
Yeah. Now they're in.
Yeah. So they'll play a home game against Arizona.
And hopefully they beat Arizona.
It'll be against Greinke.
And, you know, hopefully you get past that game. And if you do, then you get a series with the Dodgers. And you lose to the Dodgers. There's no shame in that.
I just don't think they lose to the Dodgers.
They've done a lot of losing to the Dodgers over the years.
Over the years.
And they've lost to them this year, too.
They were leading.
Well, I think they're 500 now. But they got the Dodgers early in the season before they became the juggernaut they are right now.
Well, I mean, they got Kershaw once. I'm just saying they got him.
You have way more confidence. I mean, your lack of respect of the Dodgers is shocking to me. They are tearing through the National League at a historic pace.
They are. They're
just
playing
blow
great.
Them off as if they're, you know, the San Diego Padres. They're
the LA
very,
Padres.
Very good team. Did you see what happened the last time the Rockies played the Dodgers?
What happened the last time the Rockies? No, because I was scared.
Yeah, well, the Rockies got hammered, and they got destroyed. And that's probably what will happen in the playoff series. If they can take a game out of, against the Dodgers in the playoff series, great. Give these young kids some experience in the playoffs, and and pack it up and say, all right, next year we come back stronger, better than ever. I just don't see how making a move this year is going to make you significantly better right now for a deep playoff run.
Well, you have an opportunity to get yourself. I mean, I'm not so sure you have a frontline all-star starter yet. I think Gray could be. I think Freeland might. Riley Pint is far too young right now.
So find out. Find out. Whoever you're going to get this year, most likely you're getting for a one-year rental anyway.
We need a catcher, man.
Well, catcher I get. Go get yourself a catcher that can stabilize this pitching staff for the next 2 or 3 years. I have no qualms with that at all. Go get yourself a really good catcher. Then lock him up for the next 2 or 3 years. But I just don't see why you have to go out and get another arm, because we've got some good pitchers now. They're just young. You know, Senzatella tonight just didn't have control of his stuff, according to Spielberg.
Yeah, he said he couldn't throw any pitch over the...
So, you know, he's a rookie. He's a young kid. He's going to get better. Take your chances with these kids this year.
Well, you know, the thing I always look back and I look at from the beginning of the season, all the prospects. Mm-hmm. Do you know all of the prospects who are there and all the guys who've played in games here, do you know who the lowest prospect was?
Probably Senzatella.
Senzatella, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, he was a surprise. They I think they brought him up only because
he was killing everybody.
Well, yeah, and then we had an injury, pretty significant injury, to the other pitchers.
Well, I mean, you had Hoffman who was supposed to be starting, and he didn't end up. He ended up starting in Triple-A.
Right.
When so you had three.
Then Gray gets hurt.
Tyler Chatwood might as well be hurt. I mean, he was hurt, I guess.
Yeah.
Anderson's hurt.
So I mean, they had to put him up here because of injuries, and boom, suddenly he's pitching really, really well. I don't know. This is a discussion we've had a few times, and I know that it's we disagree on this.
Uh-huh.
Because I just don't think you need to mortgage the future to make a run this year that you're not going to get past the Dodgers.
The record right now is against the Dodgers for the Colorado Rockies. They've won 5 and they've lost 7.
Okay, so they're upside down on the Dodgers.
Yeah, but not by a lot.
Well, no, but
yeah,
they have a losing record, which is, again, not a shame. There are a lot of teams in the National League who have a losing record to the Dodgers because they're the Dodgers right now, and they're killing people. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, but they're you know, but they're playing so great now. Let's see what happens when they don't have
Kershaw?
Mr. Dude for a while.
They still have Wood, and Wood is pitching lights out.
Kenley Jensen blew a save last night.
They're not unbeatable.
I think that they can't maintain this hot streak for as they've been doing it.
Maybe. I mean, baseball is streaky, but they've got a lot of talent on that club. And we haven't even talked about the batters they have. And they've got a very good offense. And if their offense doesn't scare other teams' pitchers, they should, because their offense is very good.
Well, I mean, listen, they're good, but
the Rockies offense, hands down.
I mean, the Rockies are pounding people. Well, not tonight. I mean, making it close.
The Rockies are inconsistent. They are better as a team batting the ball than the Rockies.
For me, it's just such an advantage to pitch half your games at Chavez Ravine, where, you know, if it's when you have good pitchers, it just makes it very difficult to do anything there because, you know, you get the weather where it's impossible to hit a home run out, and it's such a big – I mean, it's a bigger park with, you know, all the humidity. And anyway, it's just such an advantage. Same with the Giants. You know, the reason why they won World Series is because it's impossible to hit home runs out of there unless it's a particular,
sure,
you know, weather phenomenon.
But that people say the same thing about the Rockies, saying it's such an advantage to play half your games at Coors Field because the batters get easy home runs. So, I mean, every ballpark has its unique quirk, and the best teams are the teams that are built for their particular park. Because you know you got to win two-thirds of those home games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to win 40, 50 games at home.
Yeah, I think you should. I'm always that about any team here in Denver.
So, we'll see. Trade deadline is when? Wednesday?
July 30th.
I'll I don't think they make a trade. I don't even think they go out and get a catcher, which you and I do agree on.
Catcher.
Aaron Copland Experience. We'll be right back.